Hi, welcome to Not Quite Classic Theater. I'm Jake.
And I am not Jake.
True.
Correct.
Our intern Sydney actually wanted to introduce the show today, and I told him he could. He begged me a lot, but he got so excited he was up all night practicing, and he lost his voice. He's been communicating like a mime lately. It's been very annoying.
Yeah. He's already annoying.
Well, yeah, true.
But now he's got like white face paint. Somehow more annoying.
Oh, God. And he's doing the walking against the wind thing.
Oh.
It's horrible. Well, anyway, we're sponsored this week by those little twisty ties on the ends of bread bags.
Ooh.
I don't think there's a name for them yet.
Twisties.
So we're holding open suggestions. Mail in your cards and letters or write it on the back of a $20 bill, your suggestion for a name for the bread twisty tie, and we'll pick the best one. Okay?
Okay.
There we go. We're good.
Are we even in charge of naming those?
I have no idea. I just thought maybe no one else has, so we'll just claim the rights.
Sweet. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. We watched Walt Disney's classic film, Blank Check. This movie annoys me as much as it did then. So, you know.
This is a great... That. This is a long overdue. I feel like we should have reviewed this long ago.
Such a blah movie. It just bores me.
It is kind of a blah movie.
Yeah. Maybe take care that's...
But a favorite of mine when I was a youngster. Yeah. When I was a boy.
And it's that wish fulfillment kid film. You know, the kid gets to do everything the adult does.
Yep.
It's great.
Yep, it is.
Well, I, for some reason, I remember the kid as being Macaulay Culkin.
That's because you always think of Richie Rich, because it's like the same plot.
It opens with this kid, Preston, which is a horrible
Preston.
Name. But we won't go into that.
No
now.
Wonder why.
Yeah.
No wonder why no, all of that.
This kid.
Freaking Preston.
I realized why I disliked this movie. There was something I couldn't quite put my finger on back in the day, and now I know why. The movie opens with the kid. He's like leading this miserable life, man.
Just an awful life.
His brothers like pick on him sometimes.
Oh man.
They call him like
poor Max.
Dork and stuff.
Oh.
Jeez.
Really? They called him that?
Yeah.
They didn't give him
no,
a dead arm, did they?
No. Well, they might have.
Oh, they gave him a dead arm too?
Yeah.
Noogies?
Oh, I don't
Indian
think they went
Burns?
That far. They didn't go that far.
Mm, see?
Oh, and like they keep their computer in his room, man.
Yeah, for
it's horrible.
Work.
Oh. What? And like he has these friends, but he's always like acting miserable around them, so like they don't really want to hang out with him because he's kind of a downer.
Yeah.
Oh, life is hard.
He went to the amusement park, right?
All he did was just sort of stand there like a grumpy, like, this sucks. Why am I here? No wonder no one likes you, kid.
Yeah.
No wonder. Jeez Louise.
Well, he felt like a
at
loser.
At some point,
he only had six
when you
bucks,
think,
you know.
Yeah. At some point, when you think the entire world is against you, maybe it's you. Maybe you're the problem, kid.
Yeah.
Might be you.
Yep.
Might be your attitude.
Certainly
check
is.
Check that attitude.
Check it.
You're living in a nice house in upper middle class neighborhood with a mom and a dad and a family and the roof over your head. Your life is not that difficult. You're fine.
No.
God.
That was persecution.
Oh, yeah.
He's right. Been persecuted by his brothers.
Yeah.
He had to move his bed over. Dude.
It doesn't help that he talks in this weird, like, whisper. This is, like, really what he talks like. Come on, Dad. Why?
I wish that I had
why don't I have,
family.
Like, my own house where I can set the rules? Gall.
It's like it's a less energetic young Ben Stein. For dry, red eyes. Clear eyes is awesome.
I like Ben Stein, though.
I like
that's
Ben
the difference.
Stein. I do, too.
This kid has a lot more.
Yeah. It's like Ben Stein with a less character.
If this
somehow.
Movie was made today, he'd be, like, wearing the emo clothes. I don't know. Rocking out to, like, My Chemical Romance. Dyeing his hair blue.
Yeah, all the things.
God, Mom just doesn't understand me, man.
Yeah. All those things.
Backwards 90s attitude they have, man. This kid's life is so tough. You know how hard it is?
It's pretty bad.
You know, you want to know how hard it is?
Yes.
Like, his grandmother sent him a check.
What?
It was a blank check, but his dad was like, oh, she usually sends you $10. So here you go, $10. And he's like, I only got $10 from grandma. This is the worst.
You mean
this
you
is horrible.
Nothing? You did nothing except not die yet, and you get paid for it. Awesome.
Why do I have to live this life of misery?
You're right. Your life sucks.
You're 10 years old. Go.
Enjoy your clean drinking water, kid.
Jeez.
That's all I'm saying. That's
kid
all I mean.
$10, Grandma. What a cheapskate.
So that's where he learns what a blank check is, because his dad puts in $11 because, you know, inflation, because his grandma wrote a blank check. You know what I'm saying? So Just plant that seed for later because it's important.
Gonna come up.
Importante.
He has to set this computer up for his brothers because it's like the 90s and like only the dorky kids know what computers are.
Yeah.
And
a computer machine.
Yeah.
A home personal computer.
He sets up this computer and just loads, what was it called?
I don't know.
The text to voice thing they used to have.
Yeah. I don't think they ever had that program exactly.
Well, no, but the voice was like...
Yeah, it's the standard crappy robotic voice.
Hello, my name is Dave. How may I help you
I
today?
I am a computer.
Yeah, anyway, it's like a text-to-speech thing, and he sets it up to say, like, my brothers are buttheads, or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's talking, man! How do you turn this thing off?
Man, we should destroy this computer we just got.
I don't know what technology is. I break everything I see.
We're standard 90s big brothers, so, you know, we have no brain at all. So, anyway, we go to this... This guy who's a trash bad guy, okay? Just he works for Evil Co. Right?
So, yeah. His deal is he's this, like, criminal dude, and he's stolen $1 million so he can go set up a new life somewhere else under a fake identity. And for some reason, he has this, like, complicated way of getting the money out of the bank. Like, he can't just come in and get it. He has to get, like, this undercover guy in to get it, and he has to have this fake name, and he has to do this little code word thing. It's dumb. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's
unnecessarily complicated.
He tells the bank manager, who's apparently in his back pocket, I'm going to send in the juice. That's right.
The juice. O.J. Simpson
is going to come get my money for me. Actual, you better be ready for him.
Actual O.J. Simpson.
He does kind of look like him, too.
He does. Yeah, it's weird.
Super got released on parole, by the way. You hear?
Yeah, I did. I did hear that.
That's going to be fun.
Hmm. So, trash bad guy's trashy and is getting $1 million somehow, right? Meanwhile, the bullies, the bad kids from school are chasing Max, all right?
It's just this one kid who's sort of like kind of his friend, but he picks on him a little bit because
who
he's
knows?
Just so grumpy.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's like the classic thing where the kid's like, stop picking on me, but you pick on him more just because he's being a jerk.
Yeah. Yep. And if he would just be a normal person, be like, hey guys, I really don't think this is like that cool of an idea. Let's just be friends.
Okay. Cool. Wanna go hang out?
Sure. Cool. But no, it's like, stop it. Don't. And then the kid just gets pummeled after school. That's how it works.
He's the problem here.
He is the problem. This kid's the best. This guy is the bad guy. This kid. Max
honestly,
is
yes. He's like an
villain.
Example for everything not to do as a child. He's an irresponsible spender of money.
Yep.
He cannot identify who his friends are.
Yep.
We'll get into this other thing later that's really creepy. Okay. Anyway.
Anywho, so the bad kids, quote unquote, are chasing him on his bike. Max, for no reason, goes into this parking lot and just turns his bike sideways right behind bad guy's car. Okay? He's trash bad guy. Trash bad guy backs over his bike, thinks he killed the kid, not that worried about it, but offers to pay for the kid's bike, right?
So he's writing them this check, but then the cops are coming by, and he's like, oh crap, I gotta go, here kid, take the check, I'm out, bye!
Yep.
Oh man, he forgot to put the amount on there, got myself a
blank
check.
Check.
Yes, sir!
Oh, hilarity will ensue, that's for sure. Anyway.
I think what I'm going to do here is fill it in for a reasonable amount, store it away in a savings account, let it grow, maybe invest it a little in an IRA over here, maybe stockpile some over here for a rainy day. Just sort of let my investments sit there and just collect interest, and then, you know, maybe when I'm like 30, I check back, see how it's going.
Yep, credits, end of movie.
Oh, wait, no, I'm going to buy a trash can full of ice cream. I think that'll work out well for
trash can full of ice cream is appropriate. Very appropriate.
So the kid's trying to figure out how much money to put on this check, and he's like, $200.
Sick.
$300.
No.
1,000. A million.
Yeah.
Just a million.
Let's just do a million. Let's not go. We don't want to go crazy.
I better fill it in.
$2 million would be crazy. That'd be crazy.
This kid is just the beneficiary of so many lucky coincidences. He fills it in for like the exact amount that the bad guy wanted from the bank.
Yep. $1 million.
So he walks into the bank with this check made out for $1 million. Yeah.
Aw, yeah.
And the chick behind the counter is like, Oh, hey.
I hate my life and I hate all of you. All right.
Sorry, there's two.
Please kill me. Please.
There's two women who work at the bank. One of them is this, like...
Let me get a puff of my oxygen real quick.
One of the women who works at the bank is this hot teller. And the kid, yeah, yeah. Max totally likes her, man.
Totally. And like,
she's probably really into me, too. I bet she dates 10-year-olds all the time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah, she's weird like that.
She For the first half of the movie, she can only talk with her lips almost closed, like a Jaws wire shut. So it's kind of like this. Hey, Max, how you doing? Well, I'm doing good. Hope you come back soon now. It hurts to talk.
Hello, my name is Max, and I would like to cash this $1 million check.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to see this other teller for that, the one who hates everyone and everything.
Hi, I hate everyone and everything. Let me take a puff of my oxygen.
You are surprisingly old, ma'am.
Yeah, I actually was built along with this bank. I'm a robot.
Oh, interesting. Well,
I don't know.
$1 million check? What kind of hoo-ha-ha joke is this? We're going to take you
what
to see...
What is this, a 90s movie?
Take you to see the manager of the bank. So he walks in and he hands the manager of the bank the check. And he's like, are you, juice? He's like, no thanks, man. I'm not thirsty. You must be...
I get it.
You must be my contact to pick up the $1 million. All right.
Yeah.
I know what's going down here. I'm smart. Okay, here you go.
Yeah.
There's $1 million in cash. Put it
sure.
in your little backpack
like you
here. Run along now. Keep going.
Go on, kid. Go on. Yeah, dumbest bank manager in the history of mankind. So just hands this kid $1 million cash.
Yeah.
Kid walks out, and the real juice, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, walks in, case it to join up.
No. Anyway, so the bad guy deal works out, and the kid gets $1 million, all right? Takes off running. Obviously does the first thing a kid would do and buys a freaking castle. Buys a castle.
Oh, my
They had
word.
A convenient castle down the street, that's... so he bought it.
Okay, so.
You know how it is. Buying
a castle.
The
bad guy also wanted to buy the castle, just out of sheer coincidence.
And it's not just a nice house. It's a literal castle.
Yeah.
It's an actual castle.
He's talking with the owners, trying to make a deal with them, when the kid calls up the castle. He's talking to a realtor with his computer... His computer voice.
Hello, I would like to buy this castle.
Which would never fool anyone, let's be honest.
Well, I'm dumb and I've never heard any voice from any human being before, so that sounds great. How much would you like to buy the castle for? We have standard evil bad guy here who wants to buy it for $150. What do you say?
I would like to buy it for $160.
Okay, well, that sounds legitimate.
And then his mom says, we're going to be back at 3 o'clock,
Oh, what's
basically.
That? $300,000? Okay, deal. I often close deals with robot voices in the span of a minute over the phone that I've never met before.
Not $300,000. What? What? What?
Okay, fine, whatever. So now the bad guy's super mad because his house got bought out
by
from under
robot.
His feet. Yeah. And now he finds out that some kid has made off with his money.
Bought myself a castle.
It'd be funnier if Johnny Five was the one.
Number Johnny Five bought a castle. Finally.
Like, you replace the kid with Johnny Five, and this movie gets so much better.
Oh, it'd be so great. Anyway, so Max just walks in, doesn't have to sign papers or anything, just has a castle now, because that's how reality works. That's how it works. So he gets his own house. Sick.
Better
awesome.
Go back to my other house now.
Yep. So
for some reason he buys a house, but he doesn't stay in it. Anyway, it's
yeah,
dumb.
Yeah, who knows.
So he tells his dad that he got, like, a job with this Mr. McIntosh guy, and, like, he's a millionaire.
My name is McIntosh. I am your boss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His dad doesn't question this.
Yeah. Dad's as dumb as a post.
I've never met this man, never heard he existed, never even seen a photograph of him. I accept this. Go work for him.
Well, I am standard trash, Dad, and I've never been around people or situations, so I completely buy this. At face value.
Anyway, Max, who didn't have friends before, but now he has money so we can buy some.
Yeah, buddy!
He buys a limo. Service
slash
for about
a week. Yep.
So great. Now I have a friend now. Yay. A person who will talk to me despite my annoyances. It's a hip-talking, jive limo driver named Henry.
Yep.
He's smooth.
Who's actually a pretty trashy dude. It's like discount Chris Farley. Mm. That's pretty much what Henry is.
No, he basically plays Sinbad in First Kid.
Yeah, he's Sinbad. But if Chris Farley and Sinbad were molded together, that is this person.
Yeah,
that's Henry. That's for sure. Him and Henry go shopping. And they go to everywhere and buy everything.
And buy pretty much everything you can find in a thrift store today.
Correct. Yeah, all the stuff that you would just find at Goodwill because 90s. Mm. Yeah, he got all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early prototype of the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, all that stuff. He gets deliveries at the house and pretty much swags out his mansion.
Yeah. This kid has just no foresight at all. No. None, zero.
Well, would you at 10 years old?
Yeah, actually, when I saw this movie, I was thinking to myself,
this is going to work
out. This is not going to work out in the end for the kid.
You can't buy a castle even like that when for $300,000. That's implausible. I'm Jake at 10 years old.
No, even when I was 10, I was trying to figure out the math of what was going on. There's no way he could keep...
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm Jake at 10 years old. Now, this just doesn't make any sense.
I wasn't good at math, but... I didn't know that this just wasn't going to last very long for the kid. And I'm thinking, why are you spending it all right away?
Thinking about the rising financial costs of real estate, I just don't think you could plausibly buy a castle for $300,000.
No, the castle I bought, it was the additional purchases after that where I'm thinking, slow down, kid. Save your money.
Eventually this is going to wear out. You know, your fiscal responsibility is wearing thin here.
Exactly. 10-year-old Jake was a financial expert, just so everyone's very clear.
No, he wasn't, but he had a gram of logic in his head. Okay, this kid is just dumb.
They would have to notarize that check. I don't even think they could cash that. My immersion is ruined. 10-year-old Jake here.
Disillusioned with the world. Yeah, well...
10-year-old Jake just had no imagination. What
were you thinking? I'm going to go buy Disneyland.
What I was thinking when I saw this when I was a youngster was, hey, that kid is awesome. He's living the life. Because I had a childhood, Jake.
Okay. Well, I knew how movies worked and I knew this wasn't going to end well for the kid, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, so he buys up pretty much the world. Swags out his mansion. And now it's a fun montage.
Hooray!
Fun. Yeah.
Anyway, hot bank teller lady's hanging around the place. She's like, hey, where's this Mr. McIntosh fella? I would like to meet his acquaintance.
And what he doesn't know, what is unbeknownst to him but knownst to us, is that the bank lady, hot bank lady, is actually hot FBI lady. Bank lady, who is really FBI lady, is onto him and knows that McIntosh is a bad guy.
Ooh.
But she doesn't know that there's no McIntosh, so there's some dramatic irony for you.
Yeah, some McIntosh OS up on this joint.
Yeah, it's Mac OS 10. So the kid asks bank lady on a date because to talk business.
Yeah, this is just the dumbest thing.
None of this is... This is where there's no sense.
She is trying to get to Mr. McIntosh because she thinks he's the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
So she's, trying to sweet-talk the kid into getting her access to McIntosh. The kid thinks she actually wants to go on a date with him because he's dumb as a post and he doesn't know how laws work.
Yeah. No, she's 25. He's 10.
The whole thing is creepy as anything can ever get, okay?
Yeah, pretty creepy.
Yeah. From the kid's perspective, I just had a hot date with this bank teller lady who's totally into me, and I have great foresight, and this is gonna work out well down the road.
Everything's gonna be fine. Yeah. And then
from her perspective, I went on a date with a 10-year-old to McDonald's and got soaking wet.
Yeah, they danced in a fountain. It was romantic.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was creepy.
Take the music away, and it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you babysitting this kid?
Anyway, so eventually...
If there was any point where the cops should have been called in, it was right there.
Eventually, the kid realizes that, oh no, I'm throwing this big birthday party for myself, but everyone thinks it's for Mr. McIntosh.
Who is not a thing!
Who's not an actual thing. And also, I still don't have any friends, and I'm still a miserable loser. I just have a castle now. So, life lesson? He goes to the park because he realizes he doesn't have any friends, and that's where you go when you don't have any friends. That's universal rule. You go to the park.
Indeed. And the bad guys, you...
Yeah, the bad guys who have just the greatest plan ever to catch this kid.
All right, where do children go?
I don't know. Let's just go hang around any place where children go.
School district nearby? Like a theme park?
Here's what we do, all right? We get some masks on because we don't want people to think we're creepy. We don't want to see who we are.
I'm down.
We hang out outside the school. We get an unmarked van.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we offer kids candy. Right?
Until we get the kid,
we find the kid.
All right.
Completely above board. Everything's cool. And that's the best way to go about this.
If the cops ask, we're plumbers.
Yeah, that's why we have the van.
Right.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they just drove around
every... freaking drive around to some place. Like, literally, they're like, where do kids hang out? I don't know, like, parks or, like, I don't know, fun stuff that kids do. Cool. And so their plan is literally to jump in their car and drive where kids go. Wherever that... in the whole freaking city. That's their real plan.
Bad guy, bank manager, and O.J. Simpson just cruising the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know. Just, you know, bumping some tunes, scoping out kids.
Just wanted an excuse to just hang out for a while, man.
I guess so.
Just talk about life.
Yeah, what do you think they talked about during those certainly several days of freaking just driving around looking at kids?
O.J. Simpson probably got some stories to tell, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Prison must have been interesting.
Anyway, so they see this kid, miraculously, at the park, and they start chasing him. And he gets away.
He outruns them with his 10-speed bike.
He immediately outruns them because, you know, he's a kid.
Yeah.
And they crash a car into a bunch of other cars because they're inept adults, apparently. Yeah. They don't know how.
They're not good at this.
They don't know how anything works.
Yeah.
So he's throwing this big birthday party, right? And there's this uppity lady who is in charge of the birthday party.
That's like the weirdest choice he made. I'm going to go get a professional party planner who's also urban and funk.
Yeah. Yeah. Real hip.
Yeah.
Hip and cool.
Oh, doesn't speak in complete sentences.
And so they make this like huge, huge party with stuff he doesn't like and people he doesn't know. And there's like a million people there, but he doesn't know anybody. So how did people get there? I don't know. But that's when he realizes that he has like $300 left.
Yeah.
And he can't pay the $10,000 party bill. Oh my goodness, no.
My word, maybe sell that giant TV thing over there and that thing over there.
Maybe
the
sell
water
three
slide.
Things in this room.
You're an idiot, child.
He's hanging out in the big office chair up top in the big office, right? Because he's really Mr. McIntosh.
His dad comes in because he thinks it's Mr. McIntosh, but the chair's turned to him so he can't see him.
Yeah.
So the dad just goes on this long monologue, not even pausing to like let McIntosh answer. He's like, oh, hey, Mr. McIntosh, I just thought I'd stop by and say how much I love my kid and I wish he was home. And maybe I'm not the best father. I hope I haven't bugged you. Okay, bye.
Yep. Just completely just a run-on sentence. Even if Mr. McIntosh was there, he couldn't say anything. Anyway, that's when the kid realizes that his dad doesn't suck and he's not trash dad and that he really just wants to go home and get rid of all this money. Oh, wow.
That's when the bad guys show up.
Bad guys show up at his...
They show up at his old house for like a second.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to find him.
That's right.
They kick the door in and just look around and be like, oh, he's not here. Okay, let's go.
That's right. They nabbed his punk friend. That's right. That's what they did.
And then they asked the punk friend who like dresses like a clown with a hat.
Hey, kid's punk friend, where does the kid hang out? Well, I don't know if this would help at all, but he did recently buy a castle. I don't know if this is the kid you're looking for.
Oh, how could we have missed that?
Oh, you mean the castle down the street with the giant light show and the fireworks.
Now that I think of it, a robot voice bought that castle, and it was kind of weird.
Yeah, wait a minute.
That wasn't a full-grown adult male.
I think that we might have gotten hoof and dangled.
We got
here.
A little bit. Punked.
We got hornswoggle. That's
we
what we
done
did.
Just gosh darn been just correct. Yeah.
So the bad guys go to the big castle place, you know, try and get the kid who's already told everyone at the party to go home because, you know, he doesn't have any money.
They chase him around and he has to get away from them by like just doing his rich kid stuff, trapping him in this VR thing and like
standard Home Alone. Foolishness. Yeah.
Home Alone / Richie Rich.
Yeah.
You know. But eventually they do grab him, all of them. And that's when, oh my goodness, bank teller lady shows up.
Hot bank teller. I thought you were a hot bank teller. I'm actually hot FBI.
And then the bad guy who, to save face here, he's like, I'm Mr. McIntosh. Oh, really? Well, you committed bank fraud. Oh, can I take that back? Okay, you're arresting me. Bye.
Yep, so they arrest this guy. They never check any IDs. They just take everyone's word for everything.
Great. He's the luckiest kid in the world.
Yep. And everything works out very conveniently. Very, very conveniently.
All wraps up.
The kid gets off scot-free.
And dad's
gonna... Everyone knows the kid did it. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Bank teller lady knows. Henry knows. His dad knows. The kid knows. The bad guys know. Everybody knows. The dog down the street knows.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Dad's like,
Macintosh knows it was the kid who did it.
Dad's like, oh, take you home, son. Come on. Hold up. I got to go talk to a hot FBI chick. Hey, hot FBI chick, were you like, so we were like on that date, right? And like
listen,
you actually.
I'm going to finally acknowledge the age difference here. It was kind of weird.
Yeah,
right?
It was a
so
little
how about
weird.
You call me back in 10 years?
Okay. Let's kiss first. That's
I'm
not weird at all.
I'm still going to kiss you on the
lips. That is not weird at all.
Romantically.
Yeah,
because,
then the police
know,
come in and it's all over.
It's totally fine.
So, then the kid goes home and has a very small birthday party. Sorry.
Reverse the genders on that and see how that looks, okay? Just do that in your mind real quick.
It's all right, sweetie. How about you call me in 10 years? just a second.
And that's... That's a kiss from 25-year-old man, 10-year-old girl, right on the lips. Don't worry. The man looks very physically attractive.
It makes it all better.
It makes it all better. Swap those gender roles.
Yeah.
Very weird. Yeah. Anyhow, then he goes home, has a birthday, and it's a very small, crappy birthday, but he appreciates
it. Guess my family's not that bad.
Guess my life didn't suck before.
Girl.
I had to steal $1 million to figure it out. Man,
he was a millennial
convenient.
Before millennials were millennials.
Yep. Jake, what would you do with $1 million?
I'd make a better movie.
You would?
Yeah.
Blank check too. Actual reality.
What would actually happen?
Yeah. Because what it'd be is great. Like, writes the check for the bike, and the kid takes
it
home.
To the bank.
Yeah.
And the bank's like, kid...
You don't have an account here.
Get out of here. You're not fooling anyone. No lucky coincidences for you today.
You also have to be 16 to open a bank account.
Leave. Shoo. Bye. The end.
Kid goes home.
Oh, and he matures and realizes maybe life's not that bad. And he gets a better attitude and treats people with respect.
Possibly gives the check to his dad.
See, it's never the fiscally responsible people that win the lottery because they're not the ones buying lottery tickets.
Exactly. Exactly. Go. Yeah. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah. Jake, how many fiscally irresponsible children running from bad guys on a bicycle while being pursued by a questionably creepy older person of the opposite sex on their way to their castle would you give this out of 10?
I'd swap them with a full-grown adult who knows how to do things responsibly.
Oh, that's nice. Who was our sponsor today?
Our sponsor was those Little Twisty Bread Ties. We are currently holding open submissions to name the Little Twisty Bread Ties. We cannot guarantee that they will be legally recognized as the name when they win. Send your entries and cards and letters and checks and various amounts of money to this place at the address that it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
My vote is for Breadily Twistersons and the Twisterson 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sid, you wanted to say something? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's doing the glass box thing. Come on. You're not in a glass box. No, you're not. I can hear you.
Okay, Cindy, can you mime running out into the street and getting hit by traffic? That's probably irresponsible of me.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Ain't gonna be no cops knocking on my door. No, sir. Oh, hey, OJ.
This is KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. And no matter how many times they lock us out of the building, we keep coming back.